What's up, everybody? This is AmeriMe Junkies from AmeriMe Media. Right over here is the lovely Queen Neek.
Hey, y'all. This is your girl, Queen Neek here. Serpentine Fire, hashtag Shop Serpentine Fire. Download our app today. It's available on the Google Play Store. Oh, my God. It's available on the Google Play Store. In the App Store. I'm so sorry.
It's all good.
Why did you jump like that, Corey? Because it made me jump too, though. Like, yo.
Down below, we got the biggest boss, the comic boss.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Comic boss here.
It's been a minute since he's been with us.
Our social media and our YouTube and website, remembermedia.com. And go buy some of our shit.
Yeah, yo. Definitely, and if you do, I might send you a nude asterisk on that might, though.
Yeah, that we need to hear, like, see a little disclaimer.
That's why I said might, okay? Might implies possibility, okay?
There you go, gentlemen, and some of you ladies.
Yeah, because I might, like, depending on who you is, I actually might send you that nude, so don't be surprised, but go ahead and start buying.
You will definitely get that link to that OL if you buy something from American Media and Serpentine Fire.
Y'all, you sure will.
All right.
Listen, we trying to sell merch, okay? So unless that's you right, out here baby. About to shake some ass, let us do what we do.
That's right, baby.
They used to call me Chocolate Thunder on stage.
Right,
yeah. Stand up, Corey. Show him. Give him a show.
Want to give him that magic mic? No.
All right, let's get into the geek report.
But, today we're gonna get into the geek report. So we're also gonna be speaking on the streaming wars. But first, the geek report. Well, it seems like an old Dave Chappelle joke finally came back around, and everyone finally figured it out. Pepe Le Pew has been Me Too'd.
It's about goddamn time. I mean, I used to love that little nigga. I'm not going to hold you. Huh?
I would have been happy.
Thank you. Apparently it should have definitely not. Been happened. I was taking my cues from that nigga when I was a kid, giving like niggas love notes and shit like that. Yeah, it was a bad idea. Terrible example. No, terrible example to follow, right?
No, he was not giving out love notes. He was giving out love tackles.
I mean, I was doing that too, though. So, it was only acceptable because I was a woman.
So was I.
And let's be real. I'm throwing myself under the bus. Listen, it was not okay. But I was like 14. Like, fuck, do I know about anything?
Look, you were going through big mouth ages. I'm gonna say you needed your hormone monster to tell you no.
No, my hormone monster was like, do it, do it, grab his balls, grab his balls. And I was just like, no, I don't wanna. I was more like Missy, like, no. I can't do this.
But seriously, though, like, Pepe Le Pew, here's the thing that cracks me up about the whole situation. Hear me out. When the Looney Tunes characters were designed and put in their original cartoons, their audience was actually adults and not children.
Right.
But somewhere along the lines of the 70s and 80s, they just pushed all their material without changing it in any context and just started showing it to kids.
Of course not. Do y'all not realize that Walt Disney was a Southern racist?
Come on.
Look at where it's coming from. If you look at the root, you can't be surprised at the symptom, my guy.
Nico, wrong company.
Am I thinking about the wrong company? Because I could have sworn he was with, it's WB, Warner Brothers. Yep. Same fucking difference. They're both racist as hell. Like, what's the difference? Oh, another white man name? I'm sorry.
The difference is Warner Brothers stopped their racist cartoons when it was still in taste.
Bullshit. No, they didn't, because they still kept gallivanting that damn frog around for a long time.
Whoa. That's because the bit outside. First off, someone had to tell me that that was supposed to be racist. I didn't even know it was racist.
Of course you didn't, because you were normalized to believe that it wasn't racist.
Hold on, what?
Yeah,
what?
That the frog, growing the up, frog from WB, up. Is it was a caricature of a black man.
Yeah, I didn't know that until. But. Yeah.
So, like I said, I'm sorry. I may have gotten the name wrong, but it's still a racist white motherfucker did it. So, what are we arguing here? Are we surprised? Why are we surprised at all? Because what? Because it's 2021? Is that why?
Damn it.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Fuck it.
I'm stressing Corey out.
Moving along.
I'm stressing Corey out.
Paramount Plus is going to be the next streaming service. I think it's already out right now. They have announced a reboot to Rugrats, which we did have up on our Facebook and Instagram until the lovely folks at Paramount Plus told us to take that shit down.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they was like,
how'd you get now. That? It was like, hey, how'd you get that? I was like, somebody gave it to me. Who? I ain't no snitch.
I ain't no snitch.
Take it down. Take it the fuck down, since you don't want to tell nobody who the fuck did it.
But it looks like they're going the CG route with animation, and they're bringing back all the original voice actors, which of course includes Tara Strong and Cree Summer.
Yes, I'm here for it. I'm so here for it.
Also from Paramount Plus, they have announced a live-action Halo series, which I'm going to just say out loud, I really don't fucking care anymore. This is the fourth time there has been a live-action Halo announcement in my lifetime.
Oh, and they never finish, or like what happens?
And every single time, nothing happens. The time it got announced by Steven Spielberg at E3.
Oh wow!
So it was,
Wait, what year was that announcement?
I don't know. The 360 was the hot shit on the block. That's how long.
So that was like 2007, somewhere around there, like 2007, 2009.
Before E3 of 2007.
See, that's what I figured. Because I think I heard the news about that one, about the live action Halo, and that was before I even knew what the fuck Halo was. That's before I played it and everything, and then I played it and I was like, sorry.
I don't care. I felt a while ago. So, and I seen a lot of the fan made stuff. The fan made stuff was amazing, but I'm done with the studios trying to make Halo.
Then you might as well just go ahead and let the fans do it. Then, like, you know what I mean? Go ahead and get them fans a couple dollars.
Might as well.
Right, give them a couple dollars, because at least then they're gonna do it the right way.
Right.
And you probably don't even have to pay them nearly as much. I would do that, ask for the rights or whatever, or license them shit, and put it on my streaming platform. Call it a day. Do what Netflix do. Right. Buy the rights. Or license the rights.
The funny thing is, back in 2012, Netflix did buy the rights to a fan-made movie for Halo called Forward Unto Dawn. And it was on my streaming platform for 2 years.
Right.
Plowing ahead, this came from a lot of unconfirmed sources, but Emilia Clarke may be replacing Amber Heard as Mira in the Aquaman movie.
This still isn't fucking with Johnny. This what you get, you stink coochie ass bitch.
Nico,
you should keep your fucking hands to your goddamn self. You stink, pussy, ugly, toe-sucking, finger breaking. Sorry. All right. You can bleep a lot of that out. Just bleep a lot of it out and it'll sound a lot funnier.
We're going to leave it all in there.
Because she deserved all of that. She deserved to be dragged for filth. Lying on that man like that. Ruining his career. Fucking up his money. I ought to beat her ass. You know what? If I do see her, it's on sight, bitch. If I see you, it's on sight. Be waiting for your ass at 3 o'clock. Okay? And that's not a threat, bitch. It's a promise. Continue. Oh, God.
So let's not be surprised if we go to San Diego Comic Con and we gotta
listen. I'm gonna just punch her and then walk away. Like we gonna have to wear masks, so she's not even gonna know who the fuck did it. Okay, I'm gonna punch her, right? Then I'm gonna run in the bathroom, change my outfit. Y'all ain't like she ain't even gonna know who the fuck hit her. I'm gonna be like for Johnny, bitch. Listen, they need to bully her like Beyonce's fans bullied Carrie Hilson all them years. Throwing CDs at that girl. That was so rude. I'm not going to lie, though. I did laugh when I first heard it because I was like, who the fuck throws a whole fucking CD case? Like a whole, like the case and everything? Like not the actual disc, but the whole. Yep.
I can't with you today.
Amen.
I love it. Ironically, on Rotten Tomatoes, Star Wars Episode 1 is actually ranked higher than The Rise of Skywalker.
Wait, what is ranked higher?
Star Wars Episode 1.
Is ranked higher than what?
The Rise of Skywalker.
So The Rise of Skywalker, you know, was bad.
Huh?
It was really bad.
I mean, but the first episode was good, though.
Overall, it had a pod racing scene and a dual-wielding lightsaber event that saved the movie. Other than that,
that pod racing scene was amazing.
The movie is dry. It's pretty much watching C-SPAN in space because it's literally the Trade Federation and the Separatist Party in a political argument. But I still, ironically, it still told a better story than what the hell we got a couple years ago.
True. Facts. Yeah. Definitely.
Marvel put out a release date for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. It is scheduled to be to release March 25th of 2022. That will literally be exactly three months after this Spider-Man movie that's supposed to be coming out this Christmas. So with things looking the way they are, it looks like Marvel might be getting back into their rhythm.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we'll be out
of this this quarantine around Christmas. So back to the movies. I want to bring that up, but I'll wait for the actual topic.
Okay, I understand that. In other news, Microsoft recently put out a promotional video for their VR. It's like a VR mesh, isn't it?
It's a mesh, yeah. Microsoft Mesh, they call it.
Yeah, and so, it looks like
so it's we're not one step same. Closer to SAM.
You say
we're one step closer to what?
To a nerve link.
Mm.
The things you put on your head and that push you in the game.
I mean, he says that's not unheard of. There's plenty of VR games that you could play.
No, Nico. We're talking about fully immersive. Yeah.
Fully immersive.
Nah, like, yeah. It's only certain games that I would play one. Like that. It's only certain games that I would play like that, and I wouldn't fuck around with any horror games. I wouldn't be fucking around with any war games or anything that has to do with, like, shooting motherfuckers and all of that, because nope. You know what we playing? Sims. That's what we playing. I'm dead ass. I am dead ass. That is what we're playing in the fully immersive world. That is what the fuck we're playing. I am not fucking around with any of that. We could probably do Dance Dance Revolution. We can do, like, some karaoke or some shit. But, no.
Seriously?
What? Karaoke?
No Doom?
Nigga! You know I'm black, right? You do know I'm black, right? Like,
don't you play Doom now?
You talking about, you're talking about, no, it's not Doom. It's, Diablo.
Diablo.
It's a Doom. Fuck no, I'm definitely not fucking playing that in fully immersive. Are you insane? Are you not? I barely like playing that shit by myself on the computer.
That's not even.
I literally call Sir Marcus every time I play because I want somebody to play with me, because otherwise I don't feel right playing by myself. Nope. Because if some shit pop out, I'm not ready for it. I'm ready to throw my computer.
Right.
I know it's crazy how I could be so tough and be ready to fight a bitch, but when it comes to certain shit, a bitch is hella scary.
When it comes to horror, she's like, great googly boogly. I'm out.
Right. I don't fuck around, but at least I'm honest. I know what my strengths and what my weaknesses are. Yes, I could beat a bitch ass, but then when you talking about paranormal shit, no. No. Let me go grab my sage and my crystals.
You do know I'm black, right?
Exactly. You know, exactly. When it comes
with the paranormal.
Exactly. You know that grandma said the only ghost that's allowed in this house is the Holy Ghost. Mm-mm-mm. Anybody else gonna get fucked up. You know, grandma did not play. See, y'all got me grabbing my crystals. I ain't fucking around.
We're going to do a review on the Microsoft Mesh and the news that Bethesda and Microsoft had tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that was actually going to be my last bit. Microsoft announced that, yes, some of their Bethesda games will be Xbox exclusive.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. That's how they make more money. Like, they bought Elder Scrolls and shit.
Right.
People it makes sense. Shocked. They were going to be petty. You knew they were going to be petty because they were thinking, think about it. They were like, TikTok or all these games and shit. Oh, fuck TikTok. All right, let's get this one.
I mean, that is why Microsoft bought Bethesda so they could have exclusives for the Xbox.
Exactly. That's exactly why they did it. And then on top of that, they also wanted to stick to Sony.
Yep.
Right. They like, oh, PS5 do what? Oh, y'all got the Miles Morales? Oh, you motherfuckers think that y'all cool with Spider-Man and shit? Watch this, bitch.
Because I know when Fallout 5 drops and Elder Scrolls 6, I will be copping the Xbox.
I'm just ready to buy Xbox just based on the the pricing, you know, because I'm a little poor and PS5 looks real expensive and I'm not really with that. Although there is two games, actually no, I wouldn't play the Miles Morales game. I would actually just like to watch the gameplay on that one. I'd probably just watch somebody switch. But I would love to play Fall Guys. That's the game I would probably buy.
Fall Guys is coming to Xbox.
Is it? Ooh.
So Nico, let me ask you.
I play that in VR.
Was you ready to play one Fall Guys?
You said would I be willing to do the VR for Fall Guys, or have I already played it?
Yeah. No, the VR Fall Guys.
Oh, yeah, I would do that. Although, I'm telling you now, it would probably definitely, like, increase my anxiety just a little bit because of the way they be getting fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, you know, sometimes you try to go run that joint or whatever, you don't be wanting to get hit, and then all of a sudden you just get smacked, like, out of nowhere, and you're like, fuck, you know?
All right, y'all, but that was the Geek Report. And we'll be right back.
Now we got to pay these bills.
Yep, let's pay some bills. I'm feeling these advertisements, yo.
I like that.
Right. Yeah. Somebody's been using my Envato Elements account. Yep. I see. Yep. I'm very proud. Very, very proud.
And you're a dope. Thank you for that, too.
No problem, you know. That's the American makes the dream work, you guys. I'm going to actually have to pay for that again, though. The Envato. We'll talk offline. Sorry.
Right.
Junkies, we're back again. Today we're talking about the streaming war. Once upon a time, it was just one streaming service out there. It was called
and it was GameFly.
Man, what about that nut ass?
Oh, what? Want to talk about GameFly no more?
Fuck no.
GameFly
I knew that shit was a trash jump. I was like, this shit is gonna die soon. But Netflix. Netflix show,
me,
Netflix
bitch?
Shared the very establishment.
I'm so sorry.
But you know what? That's exactly how the competitors felt. Excuse me, bitch. Disney was like, you know what?
That was unrelated too, but so well timed, I guess.
Disney was like, you know what? Fuck this. We're making our own streaming service. Amazon was like, well, we do get money. I guess we can make one of our own as well.
I mean, they make everything. What do you mean?
But let's think about it. If Blockbuster would have bought Netflix, would we even still have streaming services?
Yes.
If Blockbuster would have bought Netflix, probably. But I think Blockbuster would have just started taking over and buying all of them out, like making it a super powerhouse. So they would probably do Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, and combine all them shits underneath one thing and call it Blockbuster and be like, listen, you could own these. So, like, the way they would probably try to do it is the same system that they had in the stores. But instead of you actually having access to these movies all the time, you rent them.
Right.
Depending on what streaming service it's coming from. So you can rent these for X amount of days, maybe 30 days, whatever, and maybe they only pay the one time or whatever for that viewing or whatever the case may be, depending on what the licensing terms and conditions are.
What you think,
Corey?
Fuck that possibility. I'm going to just talk about this reality. It's two goddamn streamers out here now.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for Paramount to be coming out with a whole nother streaming service. Like, nigga, pick a friend. Pick a friend and attach yourself.
And then we got Paramount.
Because we don't have time. We don't have time for y'all to... Because then you're going to have Universal coming out with one. Then you're going to have... MGM or MMG or whatever the fuck. Then you're going to have... What else? Touchstone and everybody else with their own stream.
Touchstone is owned by Disney.
All right, whatever. You get where I'm going. Yeah. You get the vehicle.
I get it.
You get my vehicle. You know the description.
But yeah, it's let's talk about who didn't make it. GameFly was a good idea on paper, but when it came to how they managed it, it was doomed to fail.
Yeah.
How the fuck? I'm sorry. Yeah. Who was doomed to fail?
GameFly.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, I feel like they should have just combined with, because weren't they partnered with Netflix at one point in time? Because you could rent the games and stuff through Netflix?
I believe so. Yeah.
Like, it was very short time. Like, I was a freshman in high school. It was 2008, yeah. So this is when they were still doing discs and shit. I mean, they still do discs, but like rarely. Most people don't even have a DVD player anymore or a Blu-ray player.
Don't even take discs.
You remember when they had Blu-ray though? Like, that was a whole thing for a while. Like, is that still a thing?
All the systems Blu-ray? Now are Blu-ray players.
Oh, okay. So they come standard. I mean, so Blu-ray is just standard now.
Yeah.
You want to know what happened with that? You want to know what happened with that? Because I do remember when there was Blu-rays and there was HD DVDs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. It was that war. There was that war.
The Blu-ray HD DVD war. Guess why Blu-ray won?
Because
it was blue?
But no, because the porn industry was just like, yeah, we're just going to use the Blu-rays. And since porn movies were burnt the most on DVDs, they were just like, well, if they're going to do Blu-ray, we should all just do Blu-ray. Fuck it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, hey, the porn industry is a billion-dollar industry. People keep pretending like they don't jack off and or watch porn when it's a billion-dollar industry. I'd be like, billion-dollar industry and it's just me? It's just me. Oh, okay. All right, I'll take that. Fine. Let me know where I can park my jet.
Right, right.
Because it's just me and shit.
But yeah, that's what, ironically, that was what happened with that. But we've had two losses in the streaming wars so far. Well, and here's another one. Remember when the DC streaming app was a thing?
Yeah. I mean, technically, it still is. It just turned strictly into comics.
Is it?
But it's still around. It's just not what they hoped it would have become. Which I'm a little upset about.
It's dead to me.
It's dead to everybody.
But
now DC ported all these shows over to HBO Max.
Yep.
And now the DC app is just comics.
Another dead one. This one might have been the funniest to me, though.
Quibi? You must be fucking high. Somebody's been smoking and drinking. I'm sorry.
You
know, just smoking
and drinking?
No,
because Quibi was on the crack.
Yeah.
Quibi was doing some work.
Yeah.
Quibi was definitely on the crack. Because it was like, guess what? We're going to do TV shows that are only 15 minutes. It was just like, wait, what?
I mean, but that wasn't a bad idea, though. They just didn't have enough promotion. I feel like they didn't have enough. Their marketing team and their promotional team was trash. That could have worked.
And it was paying these high-level actors like Kevin Hart and $150,000 an episode.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not really smart, especially if you're, like, not really known like that, you know?
Yeah, and you're trying to get people to spend $15 a month on 15-minute TV shows.
15-minute episodes, okay? And what's the difference between that and fucking Insecure? Insecure is 30 minutes.
That's my
because
shit.
It's not
TV. That is my shit, too. Like, great writing. Here's the thing. You can make something 15 minutes as long as the writing matches that. That is my point. Insecure is 30 minutes, and everybody is wishing that the shit was an hour.
Right.
But you can do it in any form and still charge that $15 a month, because I guarantee you, if Issa was like, you know what, we're going to take all Issa Rae Productions, and we're going to put it on Quibi or whatever, right? I guarantee you, everybody going there, and everybody going to pay that $15. You know why? Because we care about Insecure, and we want to see what's going on. We nosy. We wants to take.
But here's why. It's not TV. It's HBO.
Nico, you gotta get that reference.
It's a fucking
cable network, bro. Same thing. Same fucking thing. No, I get it. No, I get the old ass slogan, but again, you talking to somebody who like that shit that wasn't that when I was born. So
right.
You know, most of the people that like, yeah, I'm just
I think Quibi was doomed from the beginning. They had like a $2 billion head start. And they burned through all that money in a year. Yeah, $2 billion.
Who's that? I gotta look up who the CFO is. No, we gotta look up the CFO. Let me see. One second.
They had some great ideas and it was just it was like that's something you just can't convince people to jump onto and pay for off the back. I'm like, nah, man.
Amberine. What the fuck? I'm sorry.
She's from Netflix. They bring her on because she held us over at
I'm Netflix not gonna hold movie. You though. She has a weird ass name. I've never seen that shit in my life.
And plus, Quibi was marketing towards young people, but they really didn't have anybody young over there.
The youngest person they had was Chance the Rapper.
Right.
And that's probably why they blew through that money so quickly. That's exactly probably why. Because you know why? You got a bunch of old motherfuckers that don't know what the fuck they're doing. And swearing that they know everything just because they're fucking old.
We know what the kids are into.
Right. And it's like, no, just because your grandkids say that this is cool does not make it cool.
Shut up, Kyle.
Yeah, they had Chance the Rapper doing Pump, which I would have liked to have seen somewhere else.
But it's like,
honestly, I wouldn't have liked Chance the Rapper to be the guy to do it, though. I would rather see DC Young Fly. You know why? Because at least the nigga don't make jokes the entire time.
Yes. I think DC would have been a better host for Pump.
It would have been funnier. Or Chico Bean or Carlos or Carlos Miller. Well, one of those guys, like a comedian. Give me a comedian doing Punk'd because it is going to be 10 times funnier.
At the time, they had they was getting their Wildin' Out money. And ironically, I'm actually going to give Chance the Rapper a little bit of credit because after seeing him on Saturday Night Live, he has a natural funny to him. Now, would I put him as a host of? Would I put him as the host of a show like Punk? No.
In the words of Tina?
No. No. Like I said, I hope to see Punk come back because that's my favorite show.
Yo, what if Dave Chappelle was doing them?
He did a whole skit on that called Zapped.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
Fair enough.
He's like, we're gonna let these little kids think that the parents are dead.
Lord, fix it, Jesus.
But
so let me ask y'all: are we going back to the movies
eventually?
Because you got Amazon, HBO. Max and Disney putting movies out.
Exactly. And they're putting them straight out on streaming services. Not to mention COVID is still a thing. Let's not forget that, guys.
Is there a need to go back to
anything? Why the fuck would I go back into that movie theater when they don't even clean the way they should be cleaning before COVID?
There you go.
Then you got people who don't wash. People don't wash their hands. Then you got, you know, people's like snotty children, germy ass children. You know what I mean? They let the kids run around with snot, just like a snot bubble just forming and whatnot, and then they got the rest of the booger like right there on the side and everything, and they all like, what kind of games you got on your phone? You know what I mean? It's gross. Exactly. The way your face is right now, that's exactly how I feel.
I just be like, who do you be sitting around? What's happening?
I be seeing all kinds of things, okay? All I do is observe all day.
So we also got the good side of it, which is the convenience. I mean, if you pay $15 a month for HBO Max, you get to watch the latest movies that come out.
Right.
Now
you got like, you got like Amazon putting out Coming to America 2 and Disney putting out like their own movies. I mean, you got to pay $30, which is...
I'm not paying that. They can kiss my ass. I'm probably going to go to a torrent website. I'm not even going to hold you. I'm going to tell... Fuck Disney. No, you don't need that much fucking money. Y'all got enough. You motherfuckers got parks, theaters and shit. Y'all got a whole zip code for your shit in Florida. Just in fucking Florida. Fuck out of here. All the actors and shit already got their goddamn money. And if they getting shit on the back end, guess what? Disney is responsible for that, not me.
My whole thing is, how do you last month you put out Soul for free, but then you charge
$30 for Mulan?
Uzayah and the Last Dragon. And yo, I ain't gonna lie. That $30 for the line, I'm like, yo, get. I was like, there should be a refund request button.
That wasn't even right. That wasn't even like worth the $30. That was the thing. Once I finally watched it, I was like, okay, I like how y'all took the story and everything, but the fact that y'all like definitely got rid of Mushu, like I don't give a fuck about whether or not it would have been periodically accurate or not. I understand that the Phoenix is the more accurate one, but guess what? They could have gave him the fucking voice of Mushu. I'm just saying. They could have gave the Phoenix the voice of Mushu or like something. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
I was so looking for Mushu.
It was everything else about the movie that was horrible.
And then on top of that, nobody was like singing and shit. So that was even worse because it was like, bitch, this is a musical. Like, how do you turn this musical into a, like a drama, like a full fledged like fucking drama?
Because it was trying to be more accurate to the actual story, because it's actually it's a real thing that actually
But like I'm just saying, they had Song of the South on their streaming platform, and they did not think to change shit about that.
Song of the South is on Disney Plus.
Yes, it is. If I'm not mistaken, it was, and it says that it has inaccurate portrayals of people that are not accurate and do not reflect currently of where Disney stands. I think they probably took it off, but it was on there at one point in time.
Oh, speaking of, so Disney took a few series and put them in an adult section. Boom, 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 boom. Any of those old movies that had like racist undertones?
Yeah, because they're not for children.
Yeah, so they put them in the adult section under a disclaimer. Yo, this y'all might be a little fucked up for you and your kids to see. So,
Dumbo. The one thing I will say is that they at least admit their bullshit. The thing is, though, y'all clearly don't feel that bad because you would be taking it down. You know what I mean? Like, y'all still want that money, that streaming money, though. You still want the money from people watching it, and you already know that you have a racist fan base, clearly. Right. Like, let's be real. We're not talking about, we're going to take them down. No, you could leave the photos up or whatever of what they were, describe them and everything, but you shouldn't be able to watch it. Why are we still watching this shit? Why is that still available
to view? Peter Pan. They put the movie in the adult section.
Peter Pan?
Yeah, the scene about the Native Americans, what makes the red man red.
Very racist. And then, like,
very.
It's very racist, though.
So you can still watch it. It's just now in the adult section behind a disclaimer.
Yeah. Then you put that disclaimer out, absolves them from shit. And it's like, nah, boo, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
Yeah. Song of the South has not been on Disney Plus.
Never even heard of this Song of the South.
Basically describing what they feel like slavery wasn't that bad and how they wish that things would go back to the way it was. You had a bunch of black people in there singing Negro spirituals and songs and being caricatures and, you know, shucking and jiving. And it was very disrespectful because it downplayed the severity of slavery. They tried to basically romanticize the South as this wonderful wonderland before the war, before the Civil War.
Right.
And in reality, that's not what it was. People still want to live in this false reality that keeps going on. It was because of that movie specifically, along with a few others made from Walt Disney, that got a lot of black people killed because people started believing the bullshit and the stereotypes about black people, about black men. That's why there was an uptick in lynchings and all kinds of shit. Not just because people were trying to vote, not just because people were, you know, fighting for their rights, but because of these fucking caricatures and bullshit that they were putting out, and people were eating this shit up in the South, and he made a shit ton of money off of it.
Oh, wow. I never even heard that.
Yeah. And it just really bothers me. That's why I really can't, like, even when Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella, you know, was put on Disney Plus, like, I was excited or whatever, but I still haven't watched it. Like, I can't bring myself to watch anything on Disney Plus, though. Like, I literally have not watched anything from that platform. And, except for Mulan, but, like, that was last year. Outside of that, because we did it for Mermaid.
Right.
Like, as much as I love Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella, I'm glad with the songs, because, again, it was a musical, so, you know. The sweetest sound of it. You know, y'all already know. Anyway.
Yes, the sweetest sound. On that note, we'll be right back. We're going to go pay some bills.
All right, y'all.
We're not.
We're not.
You go post.
All right. Engine.
Did he fall asleep?
There we go.
And we're back. But, which one to y'all is your favorite streaming service? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Corey. You want to say something?
Right before your question, ironically, the song most known for Disney World, Zippity Doo Dah, Zippity Day, actually came from Song of the South. But a lot of people don't know that, because Song of the South has never actually been sold on VHS or DVD.
Yeah, because I never heard of it.
See,
I said something. Wow.
This shit is racist. You know, when people are ashamed of the fuck shit that they do, you know, they don't want nobody to find out and things. But that shit was on. It is available. It was available on VHS, though, at one point in time. Let's not say it's never been. Because, like, how did all the white people watch that movie? Yeah. How did they still have access to it even 40 years later?
Okay.
Where are they getting it from, Corey? You get what I'm saying?
It has not been sold on VHS or DVD.
Not mainstream. Maybe not mainstream, but maybe down south in those little specialty stores, more than likely.
But currently the streaming service I'm watching the most, I'm actually gonna say Hulu.
I've been watching more of like Netflix as of late, just kind of like checking out the series that they have and whatnot and everything. Like, I'm willing to give just about any service or platform a try to see what they have. Like, All Black, that is an app. That is an app for, you know, all black shows, TV shows, movies, independent films, black independent films and whatnot. You should definitely download that. That's only $5 a month. But at least then you can, you know what I mean? You actually have stories with people that look like you. I'm not guaranteeing the goodness of the story or the quality at all. I'm just saying, if you want to see black people doing black people things, download the All Black app.
Speaking of black content, isn't there a show on BET, what's it called?
BET Plus?
BET Plus? That you,
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know if I want to tell anybody I saw this shit. That I even watched all of it. Like, I watched the whole season, too. And I'm still debating. Like, I wrote a really nice little think piece on it, but, like, I don't even know if I even want to talk about that. Because I don't want to promote this. I don't want to promote this show any more than what I had already had. Just keep in mind, y'all. It's a Tyler Perry. It was a Tyler Perry show. It's a spinoff from one of his other shows. But
whoa. It's out there.
It is out there. I will say that it is. Wow. Okay. Wow. If you are easily triggered and easily angered by sexism or
misogyny
or any type of like violence towards women, I'd suggest you definitely do not watch. if you have, you know, triggers or PTSD involving violence or anything of that nature, or anything as far as any sexual trauma or anything, and you are still sensitive to those things, I do not recommend you watch that show. I'm not going to give the name of the show only because I do not want to promote this show at all, because it is do not recommend. But it was written by Tyler Perry, so I'm not surprised. It was garbage.
It was produced by Tyler Perry.
It was shot and produced by Tyler Perry, and you could tell, especially in the camera angles and especially in the camera movement. Oh my God, it's so terrible. That man is just like, oh. Like, can't you just pay people to do certain things? Like, pay people to do what they do best, please.
Right.
Like, right. No, but, like, also pay people to write, too, because writing is not your thing either. Like, sir. Yeah.
So now we got all these streaming services. Is Netflix still the king of the streaming?
Yes.
Okay, reason why I say is because technically HBO Max is the king of the streams. If you want to go there, because they have how many Emmys?
You mean HBO?
Same difference. I like how
y'all looking at each other
like y'all in the same room.
Oh, because the way we look over? Like, because I'm just like, really? Really? Playing with me. He always played with me, though.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I kind of give it to Netflix, because Netflix has more diverse shows.
Yeah, variety.
Shows from all over the world.
Yeah. I will agree there. As far as quality, I'm gonna have to, like, HBO got it. Sorry, because Netflix sometimes will buy anybody's
quality, but that's only because HBO been doing this.
HBO has been doing it forever,
40-some years. Yeah, 40-some years.
Netflix started original programming in like what, 2012.
12? Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, for original programming that started in 2012, they currently have 619 nominations and 12 primetime Emmys.
So they only won 12 Emmys, but they've had like over 600 nominations. Oh, 112. Oh, they've won 112 Emmys.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like what, a fifth? Or like a sixth?
What are y'all watching right now?
For a programming network that's not even 10 years old, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, ain't bad. The show that I'm watching now, well, I just finished a show actually called Behind Her Eyes, and that's a limited series on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I'm a little mad that it's a limited series, because I'm like, so bitch, you telling me y'all just going to take this?
Yep.
Away from me? Yep. Is this what we're doing? Is that what we're doing? Really?
And that be that.
Like, I am not happy with that. But it was good. It was a really interesting show.
Right now, I'm watching Vincenzo on Netflix. Okay. It's about a Korean, half Korean and half Italian mobster. Yes. And then he goes back home to Korea to finish some work up, and everything like crazy happens there.
But why is he Korean and that? Italian of all
things? That is a love story.
So his dad was on a business trip to Korea and met his mom.
See, I don't like that. See, the way you started that,
It's not good for me, dog. It's really good. It's really good. The opening like 20 minutes is good.
Is it a movie or is it a show?
A series.
All right, send it to me via chat and I might look at it. What about you, Corey?
ironically, if it wasn't for the MCU shows or just maybe random nostalgia, I really wouldn't watch Disney Plus. I check it out for Simpsons nostalgia and whatever new MCU stuff, but that's it. But I've actually been digging back into Hulu.
Yes, so have I.
Have you guys seen Mom and Dad?
Yes, with Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage being Nicolas Cage. That is what the movie is about.
I watched that about a year ago.
I think we watched it together, didn't we?
I believe so.
I think I made you watch it. You gotta watch it, Comic Boss. You gonna laugh, but you gonna like it. You will like it.
It played out exactly the way I expected it, and I do enjoy Nicolas Cage even when he's being bad.
I mean, you know, he makes a pretty convincing bad guy.
What service is it on?
Hulu.
It was on Hulu at the time.
It should still be on there.
The hardest hitting drama I've watched as of late was on Hulu. It was a miniseries called The Act, which was based on a true story.
Yeah, I saw that. I watched that, I think, like last year when it first came out.
Yeah.
Either last year or the year before. It was good.
It was shocking, too.
Not shocking to me.
There was some parts in there that I saw coming, but that first episode, that threw me all the way off, because I was just like, I didn't really know what I was watching.
Gotcha.
I didn't really know what I was watching, so I was just like... But also want to give a special shout-out to Amazon, because... they're trying very hard to put out more original stuff. Like this month, they had cartoon series Invincible based off the comic book. And so far, from the preview I saw, it looks very promising. And of course, they're also home to their really big hit, The Boys, which of course we'll all be looking forward to when they come out later, I believe this year.
Also, they got two seasons of the Critical Role animated series.
Of course they did.
So y'all know Critical Role is a tabletop for Dungeons and Dragons. They come up on YouTube, Critical Role. But yeah, they're coming out with an animated series, and Amazon ordered two seasons of it off the bat. I don't know where they're at in production. I mean, it was supposed to be done, but then COVID hit. So their animation studio, Mighty Mouse, had shut down for a little bit.
Shit out of my head. Yeah, I'm good. Ooh. It sounded like it hurt though, didn't it?
It did.
Did you fall off your chair?
No, I dropped one of my crystals and went to reach for it, and yeah.
Is that how we're going in this episode?
Getting fucked up or having a concussion? Maybe.
No, I was just grabbing that for later. But but now.
So as we end this, if we could wipe away the rest of the streaming services and have one left, what would it take?
If I had to Thanos snap and it could only be one.
Yep. Because think about it. HBO Max do have the Fresh Prince. Disney Plus do have the MCU. Hulu has like FX and stuff like that. So like Atlanta and things like that.
Thanos snap all of them. You know why? Because people need to pay more fucking attention to each other instead of their goddamn devices.
Okay, Nico. I just Thanos thought it was kind of...
I always thought it was a bad move to have certain streaming services on a phone.
I just feel like, no, with all these streaming services, it's just too much content to try to even attempt to consume. You get what I'm saying? Not to mention, they're trying to put ads in fucking everything. Like, did you notice when you click on certain people's Instagram stories and shit that a fucking ad pops up now?
Yeah. Like,
ad revenue.
I don't give a fuck.
Every three?
I miss when I miss when apps were ad free. I'm sorry. I miss the days where you could not monetize on these fucking apps. You know why? Because they were uninterrupted. You were able to scroll and read and shit. Now it's like a fucking ad every 30 seconds. It's so annoying. And it's not even shit that I care about. It's not even some bullshit I'm interested in. You just throw out whatever. Like, oh my, I'm sorry, y'all. I be going off.
Y'all just got me.
But for the record, she don't be talking about our ad breaks. She loves those.
No, like, I love our ad breaks because at least ours are, like, adorable, right. Attractive, you know, nice to look at. Like I said, they send me shit that I don't care about. Like, I wouldn't be mad if you had an ad on a gadget or some shit that's going to help improve my life or whatever. But don't send me a fucking ad about hiring an HR manager when, bitch, like, what? or talking about car insurance when I don't even got a fucking car. Like, bye.
That just sounds like those random phone calls.
Right.
Hi, we just...
All right, guys, that is our time. Corey, take us out.
First and foremost, we want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Be sure, if you like what you hear, to like, download, and subscribe to AmeriMe Media. We're available on all our podcast platforms, Anchor, Spotify, Google Play, and of course Apple Podcasts.
Can I go?
Yeah.
So, of course, as you know, go ahead and hit that bell to subscribe to AmeriMe, of course. But also, go ahead and download that Serpentine Fire app to begin your shopping journey. You deserve it. Treat yourself. Don't treat yourself. Download our app today. It's available on the Google Play Store and the App Store. Serpentinefire.company. That's serpentinefire.company. You can find us on either App Store at Serpentinefire Fire. Queen Nick out.
All right, y'all. In conclusion, we spend too much damn money on these streaming services.
Way too much.
It's a
Netflix price still holds the crown. And please follow us everywhere. And download on Spotify or Apple Tunes. And we appreciate it if y'all would please leave a review.
Oh, man, he just said
for Apple the podcast. Tunes.
Corey, did this nigga just say Apple Tunes? You
know that's Apple Tunes? I meant iTunes.
Apple,
Apple Podcasts. Because I can't show y'all because I'm on my phone, but I don't have...
Sorry, he got an injury for y'all. Please excuse him. I don't know better.
I don't even want to get into it right now, but I don't have an iPhone.
I'm going to get y'all. Trust me, we're going to bring y'all over to the light.
I have a beautiful Chris Angel.
We are going to bring you over to the light. I promise you.
Never.
Julie is getting a fucking iPad. I don't care what you say.
We're going to do our sign off. Can I get a Jesus America Freedom Eagle?